Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
We're polishing up our act. And if you think I'm
Love, right in the nick of time,
found love, what a
I know he's God, and so don't you dare deny him. We would like to just welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in the beautifully most highly potential fair city in the universe, Washington, D.C., known to most of us black activists as the Banneker City Township, or Bannekerville, if you will. But nevertheless, we're in Washington, D.C., so-called nation's capital. Some say the capital of corruption. Others say the capital of good luck and good fortune and the American dream. Nevertheless, Washington, D.C., my, is certainly a capital city. Regardless if it's chocolate or otherwise, we got one awesome township, and we just got to celebrate it in the right spirit, the right light. And so, well, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar and the Black Panther Party, those black activists, we will bring in a brand new day. We're out here seeking. We have found 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, my, 15 of the revolutionary black messiahs have been found out of 10,000. So we only have 9,985 to go. So we give you more of what you listen to radio for. Here at Washington, D.C., definitely the most informative radio talk show on the Internet. And you may have a smartphone with you tonight. And there's a guy in the corner. I see him raising his hand. He has a dumb phone. Raise your hand. Yeah, there's another one and two more. And we're raising them down for all the Android phones in the house. And we do have some Androids. There are a few Androids and one paranoid. There's only one paranoid way up in the right-hand corner. We have a paranoid phone. But nevertheless, brother and sister, you're in the best place you could ever been. You could have attended your nephew's bar mitzvah tonight, but you passed it up. You could have went on down to the golf tournament in Augusta, south of South Carolina, Augusta, and you got Augusta, Georgia. You could have went there and had the Wimbledon, playback of the Wimbledon. You could have went to the tennis match right out in the old London, they're calling the Bloody Brit. But you, oh, yes, you decided to listen to Black Power Radio. You tuned in by whatever means, your laptop, your drop top, could have been on your desktop. Nevertheless, we're all here. And we're one great, big, happy black family, Black Power Radio. And that is the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, on smartphone, dumb phone, Android, paranoid, anyone on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth and this land mass, we have the most information you can get anywhere. Not TMZ, but a balanced information, huh? Informative, up-to-date, ITAI, TMZ, IRZ. They still haven't dug me, but yet you see, we do have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet. Be there, be square, be on your square, brother and sister, because we're going to rock tonight. Are we still, this is a prayer to cross examination question tonight, are we still at war with this beast? That's a black activist way of saying this beast or the goddamn white man in general. But nevertheless, are we going to stop doing the Super Bowl? Are we still at war? Or did you yourself call for a disquieting timeout for black revolution while you catch your Super Bowl on your channel in your living room? We're going to give you something to figure and get in your ear hole. We're going to wiggle around your ear hole with some new information tonight. We've just returned from South Carolina with, man, number 15. They say a 15 body bag. I'm going to ask my man out there on the ground in South Carolina, my, to see what he has to say on the subject. But are we still at war with the beast during the Super Bowl? And how many body bags do they have in Spartanburg, South Carolina? We're going to rock the mic with Chairman Todd. He's right on the ground. He can tell you, putting it down, up and down Carolina, all over South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Atlanta to D.C., New York, black to L.A., L.A. black to Chicago to Houston. This man is on the move, and you can talk black to us here because you're live right here on Black Power Radio. Thanks for joining us, Todd. Power to the people.
Hey.
Power to the people.
Thank you. Thank you.
I traumatized.
Power to the people, man. Hey, man, it's rough, man, when you see a mama cry, you know what I'm saying, and she tell the truth of the matter is, you know, they didn't regard my son's life more than they regarded the life of a dog who had on body armor, who walked away when the man didn't even walk away, you know. Now, let me ask you what you would do if tear gas was having you choking and you couldn't see, your eyes burning, you don't know what's going on, and you already know they're going to try to kill you because they've been trying to kill you since the beginning. And your eyes burning, and then next thing you know, a dog biting at you, probably trying to bite your sausage, y'all. You don't know. You don't know what's going on. Then you got a mental problem going on already on top of that, but you know what's going on, but it's kind of like you don't know what's going on. What shall you do? Will you defend yourself or just let the dog just bite you all over? Defending myself. Now, as we know, we all got a little something going on up top, you know what I mean? But at the same time, man, we all know, hey, we being attacked, put up some type of defense. But as usual, what happened? They set up a trap for us. They set up a trap for you. If you just walk down the street, they're going to snatch you up. Say you're doing something wrong by walking down the street. If you defend yourself, you're doing something wrong. They're going to make it a trap for you either kind of way it go at the end of the day. So at the end of the day, hey, look, it's just so hurtful, man. It hurt me down in my soul to see that woman just whimper in tears and cry like that, you know what I'm saying, talking about her son and all her other sons, which may not be her blood sons, and all our cousins, our nephews, our brothers, this son died in some kind of same fashion. If it wasn't a fashion of, like, let's say, for example, somebody giving time for something they ain't do, or giving too much time for something they did, like simple possession of marijuana, 10 years for that. Come on. Or some kind of simple thing where they want to just throw the book at you, that way you can't reproduce, or just to get you out of the way so they can get your home, or they can, I don't know, mess with your woman. I don't know what all they got in mind when they do something to a man, you know. But, you know, it hurt me down in my soul, man. I just felt that. I felt that real deep, you know, down into my bones, you know. Seeing somebody just cry like that and just seeing the family so sad and just want their family member back. They can never get their family member back. Over what? Over something so simple? Did the man rob a bank, or did he kill somebody? What did he do? He ain't do none of that. They just made up a simple charge. They said they had a warrant for him for resisting arrest. I never heard of a warrant for resisting arrest. I hadn't. I thought when you resisted, they took you to jail right down the spot. But what was the original warrant for? They didn't say, oh, we got this warrant, and when we came to serve this warrant, he resisted arrest. So what was the original warrant? It's a lot of pieces missing to the puzzle, but at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you how to solve it, point of view. I'm uneducated. From my point of view, this is how you solve that right there. Find out who did it. Who pulled the trigger? Who is the man that pulled the trigger? What's his name? We shall find out in a matter of time. It could be tonight. It'll be tomorrow. It could be 5 years from now. It might be next week. But to me, that's the answer, the question that we all got. Why? Because the other man can't say what happened and why. So we want to know from his point of view, why? And if it was your kid, your mama, your brother, your sister, then would you have wanted somebody to kill them in the same manner that you killed that man? That's the question. If it was you, how would you have wanted to be treated in a situation like that? Did you treat a man how you would like to be treated? My. So another question is, are we at war with the opposition during the Super Bowl? Are we at war with them during Christmas, if you believe in that holiday, Halloween or any other holiday, your birthday, or even over in the morning if you come from partying and celebrating? You're always at war. And the element of surprise is the best defense you can come with. So, yeah, watch somebody partying, still at war. Hey, they even got TV commercials on, so you can order some pizza with pork on it. We already know what pork does, don't we? Hey, I can go on and on and on, but, hey, I'm sure somebody else got something to say out there. Black power.
I'm going to stop and go ahead and see you. The National Football League welcomes you to the Apple Music Super Bowl 57 halftime show.
I mean, that joint is awesome. They rocking them Super Bowls and everything up in there. I ain't lying. We're on the field on top of that game. I ain't gonna lie to you. We're rocking here. We're going to roll on up here and get some Nasty staff right here with us. He was in Spartanburg, South Carolina yesterday. And he can tell you a little bit of what's going on in the region, in the nation, across the world. Your AI bill and your civil rights bill, your legislation. He's going to update you on IT, AI, ZMD, IRD, and they still haven't dug me. But you see me knowing me, I'm black and proud. I'm determined to be free. Could plainly see this goddamn cracker is my motherfucking enemy. Yeah, because I've seen this bastard someplace before. As we look around, look up and down, we're going to bring our National Chief Staff because he's going to give you that update that you've been missing. Come on in the house. Our National Chief of Staff, our comrade and brother Israel, right here in Washington, D.C. region. And you can talk black to us because what? You're live on Black Power Radio. My, my, my.
My. Once again, black families, freedom of death, black unity, black.
Freedom of death, freedom of death. My.
Black unity, black strength, black honor, black all power to the people, black sovereignty. And at this time, after 500 years of everything that has been done to us to this present day, black supremacy, it is our time. So allow me to answer this first question. Are we at war with this oppressor and this colonizer? The answer for that is cut, clear, simple, transparency. 100%, yes, we are. We have always been at war with this oppressor and colonizer. And until we get our independence, until we get our true liberties and freedom, we will always be at war with this oppressor. On the issue of Spartanburg, South Carolina, with this brother being killed by the South Carolina Sheriff's Deputy Office, I call them Deputy Doofies at this point. This is all the way, better way I have to describe them at this moment. The colonizers and the oppressor wanted to claim that our brother resisted arrest. Now, when you analyze that charge in particular, we really have to break down the meaning of being charged with resisting arrest. We have to break down the vernacular. Because if we have not learned anything else with this oppressor, he is the engineer, the mother and the father of both lies and confusion when it comes to this oppressor, or when it comes to this so-called justice system that we are oppressed under. So again, knowing the vernacular, when they say resisting arrest, that's one of the favorite charges and one of the go-to charges, the so-called resisting arrest. But what they do not tell you, what they will not tell you, what these so-called court-appointed attorneys will not tell you, what the district attorneys and assistant DAs will not tell you, the prosecutor will not tell you, even the lawyers that you hire will not tell you, that at some point you have the right to resist. Look it up for yourself. It's state law, it's federal law. If they put you under an illegal arrest and detainment, you have every right to resist. Every right to resist.
It's
called the right to resist. And again, this is something that they do not teach. This is something that they do not talk about. This is something that they
like to keep the misinformed continually misinformed. Again, I want people to learn their rights, because again, this oppressor and this colonizer, it's not their job to tell you. It is our job. It is your job and your due diligence to know what these laws state, to know what these charges are. So when you are hit with a false charge, or where you are hit with something, I should say, untruthful, you know how to combat it. Again, look it up. When it comes to an illegal arrest, you have the right to resist, even if it results in the death of an officer, as well as others have the right to assist the individual who is being wrongly arrested. Now this comes in a two-part thing, brothers and sisters. With knowing your rights, with knowing that you have a right to resist in certain circumstances, you also have to know about acting under the color of law. Go on, write that down. It's called Under the Color of Law, and look it up. Again, I'm just here to provide the information. I'm not a know-all, do-all, see-all. Again, anything that I state, pull it up in your web browser, go to the Congress, go to the library, wherever you get your legal information from. I encourage you, I implore you to do your own research. Something from the Office of the National Minister of Justice, Critical Truth Bay. We had a conversation earlier about these exact same situations. Again, it's about knowing law. It's about being present when they try to pass these legislations, and when they try to pass these bills, pass them into law. And they get these bills passed because we are not doing our due diligence. And those who are become undermanned or half-numbered, where we fight in the courthouses, when we fight in the House of Representatives, where these colonizers and devils make these laws. We are looking at something right now from Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi just passed House Bill 1020, which again is another form of voter suppression. And if you don't know about it, I suggest, brothers and sisters, that you get black to your laptop, black to your phone, black to your computer, and look up the bill that Jackson, Mississippi House Bill 1020 they're trying to vote into. And it looks like it's going to pass with a vote of 76 to 38, passing one of the most racist and oppressive bills to date. Basically, what this bill is going to do is take away the black vote when it comes to voting in judges and where you get to the justice system. Is going to, again, take away that vote and put that power within their own. Another form of, again, voter restrictions, voter suppression. So these sort of things, I'm telling you, we really, really need to do our due diligence, black people. We really need to, you know, hold these colonizers and these oppressors accountable. Even when they come to these houses of the Senate and present these racist bills that later get passed into law, I mean, what more can we do? Getting legislation is another critical step with facing the oppressor and colonizer. Malcolm X made this known. That's why we need to separate from this oppressor. That's why we need to control the politics. We're supposed to know it's called political maturity. getting the right people in offices and the right people in places to pass bills that don't harm us but help us.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Have to make the bills and policies make sense. And they're clearly not in the favor of our family or our family value system is being threatened by a serious opposition. And we took a hard line position against the enemy on most of this political posturings and the flexing of the muscles and the seeds and the spreading of mischief and the nine yards. We are definitely taking exception to the white man at this hour. For black power and for a strong black community, a strong family system, and for strong spirituality, and escaping and getting away from his Mediterraneanism and his sex policies, his eating habitations, and anything else related to 196,940,000 square miles of land mass. And we're here, and everything in this universe is here to service me and you. And all we're doing is studying the utility and getting the best usage value. And we're rocking the set. I'm going to rock me some Denver, but I think we got Denver in the house. At 518-224, are you live? You're live at Black Power Radio. You could actually talk black because you're on an entirely black network. Talk black.
Black power, black power, Akbar. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
This is national assistant to the Field Marshal Department. This is your national assistant to the Minister of Defense Department. How y'all doing out there?
Talking black to you as we can, strong and long and hard as we can. And you can talk black to us. Black power?
Can you repeat the black power? Can you repeat the question of the night for me?
Okay, the question of the night. Now, this is our brother Abdullah. He is the assistant field marshal and the assistant to the National Minister of Defense as well. So he's a AFM. And he's also MOD. And so we can rock that right here with Abdullah tonight. Now, are we still at war? This is the pertinent cross-examination question for the evening of the Super Bowl, Brother Abdullah. Are we still at war with this beast during the Super Bowl now? And the backside, some call the black side of that question, is or did any of us call for a disquieting time out? A black revolution during the Super Bowl. Are we still at war with this beast during the Super Bowl? And that's Black Power's question of the night. Talk black to us about why you think yes.
Yes, you know why? Because he's sucking the money. They're making the killing off of this Super Bowl with this entertainment. The commercials alone and all that. They're sucking the blood. And the ratings of that station is going to go up. Yes, they're the blood suckers of the people. Yes, they're sucking blood. And we are at war, and we must accept our responsibility to whip their ass with mental, physical. See, he can get you with the food, too. That's why you can't eat any type of shit. Excuse my language on blog talk. But it's truth. They get this by chemical warfare. They get this by toxic waste in the community with the air pollution. They're killing us all over. Yes. We are at war with an enemy that's trying to punkify us and make us into a feminine bunch of niggas. Where we could be a militant liberation army. And that's black power for the world.
Black power. Black
freedom
power.
Or death, my brother. Freedom or our death. And we're going to establish the freedom and we'll die to get it. Revolution with no cause is not revolution at all.
That's right.
And revolution is the only solution.
That's right.
Black power.
Black power, black power. We want you to get out here.
Wait, it's on.
We gotta be on. We gotta be on. We on. Black power, black power. We want to keep our foot on the throttle. We can't let up. We gotta show up and show out.
That's right, black power.
This war is always going to be on if we don't finish what we have to do. We're not finished. We got a lot of work to do,
And we need to accept our responsibility. We can't hide. We can't play around. This ain't the time.
And we're not pissing cowboys.
So we got Dr. Khaled Resurrection coming up on the 17th in Harlem. Be there or be square.
Everybody already know. Yeah, it's rough all over there.
Black power.
So you dropped it like on top, black power. And we can pull us up on. You got
to
stay right there, though, brother.
I got something to say.
Abdul, can you stay there
the
for a minute?
The Field Department has something to say.
All right, Abdul, I'm going to bring you live. Full circle, the National Minister of Defense is coming live, Washington, D.C. I'm going to find out the Super Bowl.
Black
question.
Power.
I was in a war with this beast during the Super Bowl, Minister of Defense, Black Power.
That's just a distraction. The Super Bowl is number the distraction. So we need to be worried about the. Can you unmute your mics when you're not speaking, please?
MOD. MOD.
Yay, what's up, Black Power Assistant, MOD?
What up?
Yeah.
Black Power, like, I'm the CMO. I don't know if you heard him. Black Power. But the
Field Marshal. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Salute to the National Field Marshal and the assistant and our chief of staff and our mentor, Sheikh Imam Akbar, our national chairman. I was going to read this about H.R. House Bill 1020. My brother was speaking about. This is, they said, this is probably the most oppressive legislation that have been seen in history here in the state of Mississippi, said Mayor Chokwe, Antar Lumumba. Legislation that takes...
Now, we want to make sure... Well, let me work with you for a second real quick. The reason
yes,
we take exception on that particular piece, because he helped to establish what's here. We'll get used to saying the name Chokwe Lumumba. Chokwe Lumumba. Lumumba.
Yes. Yes, sir.
His father was the mayor
yes,
of Jackson. He's the mayor now in Jackson, right? And Dr. Umar
mm-hmm.
Johnson
yes,
just sits there on the water. So we're happy that you chose to pull that piece, and we'll listen attentively, but I want to make sure that you always pronounce our guests and each other's staff name fully,
yes,
completely, and correctly. Because what's the main reason?
Mm-hmm.
My name all fucked up. I don't want to fucking my name. So I let you
that's
fucking
right.
My name. But it's choke. Let's try it together
that's
with me.
Right.
Chokwe.
Antar. Lumumba, I got because that's goes way back.
That. So let us rock. And y'all listen attentively to our brother, Black Lightning. He's brought several strong pieces to the airway. One with the Dr. King that I think has been a more informative documentary on
Michael
anybody anywhere than what our National Minister of Defense brought a piece on Dr. King. And I know it was an update to most of y'all. Y'all got to search back through the bowels of antiquity. Of the files and the archives of Black Power Radio and find Black Lightning's talk on Dr. King just a few weeks ago. And I think you would be most informed because we do have the most informative radio talk show
that was
on the Internet. Let's turn it over to our beloved brother and our National Minister of Defense, Brother Black Lightning. Black Power.
Yeah, that Black Power. That was Dr. King's birthday, by the way, and Michael King. Yeah, but then it said that Mayor Lumumba said the legislation that takes away the people's right to elect people who oversee such important roles within the county legislation puts the military force, which has no accountability over them, legislation that allows judges to oversee the residents of Jackson, but not have the elected or accountable to them. I do want to commend those at Hine County delegation, those at the Black Caucus, who have held the fight for all day and stayed here for hours, making certain that they made it clear that was going on, what was going on here. For other legislators, I was suppressed. I was surprised, sorry. They came half-dressed because they forgot to wear their hoods. But it's speaking of, it's like a little civil war going on down there. It's like the white people, they'll have judges that are over them. They'll have police that are over them. And then we'll have, so that way they can sneaky Pete us. So when they be giving little slaps on the wrist for something that they've given us big time for, we'll never see it because it'll be over in the white court building. So basically it's like going back to Jim Crow. So they appoint white judges, white prosecutors over the white people in a predominantly black state. I mean, so it's almost like going back to Ferguson again, you know, with a 90% white police force in a 90% black city, you know, of St. Louis. So this is the same thing going back. But if they can do it, we can do it. That's what I've been thinking about all day. If they want to pass this kind of stuff, then it should be easy for us to get the same thing passed for us. As far as doing it down, taking South Carolina as our reparation state, as we have Sister Truth Bay have the bill all written up and ready to go, ready to be signed. So if they can do it, it'll set a tone for us all. Sometimes I figure use their tactics against them. That's how I look at it. But at the same time, when we're in Jackson, Mississippi or whatever, we're down there and we see a white person getting preferential treatment where he got to go in front of the nice old lady judge that he probably known since he grown up. And we get a mean old bastard that's ready to put all niggas back into slaves, back to, you know, the 13th Amendment. So I just say, as far as are we still at war? Of course we are. This is distraction time. It's like easy to distract us at a Super Bowl time. I know where I catch up with people on Super Bowl time. I used to always do that too. I'm more like basketball or something like that. But I don't know. Even Super Bowl send me to sleep. So. Unless I got money on the game, and we don't do that no more. But anyway, I'm just joking. As far as the Super Bowl, I could care less. Super Bowl, whether it's the Kentucky Derby, ain't nothing but a distraction for us. Wimbledon, stuff like that, the motocross, the rodeo, all that shit just a distraction from the prize. Even all these they're pushing the buttons. I feel like they're trying to push the buttons on us to see how far they can push us before we attack back. And as far as having a dog come at you, I've been pretty much ready for that situation personally, you know. So I have to let them know what the dog know with the shocking stick that he will get shocked. Cattle prod style, you know. I leave my imprint on his ass, probably put it right on his nose, you know. But a dog's smarter than a human. He hit that zap, he going to be running anyway before I get to whacking him with it. But that's it. I'm just saying, as far as somebody being attacked by a dog, first thing they should do is get a sideways stance. And kick the dog, and kick him right in his chest. If it was male dog, kick him in his balls, you get the same result as you would if it was a man. So I'm just saying, yeah, they murdering our people left and right. and making it like now the now that's not no longer a dog, now that's an officer and shit like that. Say no, nah, so now you got assault on the officer. But just as Comrade said, you don't it's not assault when you're defending yourself. When it's self-defense, you can defend yourself against anybody, and that's in the that's. I don't know, that's, but I remember that. You have a right to defend yourself, and it don't matter who it is, and no matter how it come down, especially if they're in the wrong. That's why they're trying to pass the George Floyd law that says if a cop see another cop doing some shit like that and he don't do something about it, then he held liable, and the public can get in it. You know, public should have got in it anyway. You know, where's the heart? Of the people, with the heart in America, you know. So don't forget, we got to do the 17th for Dr. Collins' solo return in Harlem, and then on the 20th for Lavelle Lane, who slain Spartanburg police up there. So we go to the detention center and let them know that enough body bags coming out of there of our people. And I'll land right there on the 77 Bakers so that we can get everybody mobile, trying to get this bus for us fund. Yeah, I put a hashtag bus for us. Yeah, bus for us fund at 77 Bakers. Well, that's $77 Bakers. If you have Cash App, you have to download Cash App. And then put in $ first, and then 77, and then Bakers. I might have said it too fast. That's B-A-K-E-R-S, 77 Bakers. And don't forget this this bill, House Bill 1020. It could be a stepping stone for us, or it could be a stepping stone on us. I said, let's make it for us. We use it against them. Use the same thing in some of these states where we can get our own jurisdiction as well, you know? All right, Black Power, everybody.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh. Hey, Carlos, you got anything on that? I think he's working. Yeah. Hey, Carlos, you got anything on that? Huh?
You there with us, Carlos? Let me see if Abdullah's back yet. Abdullah, did you get back? I'm going to drop me some Alpha. Brother Alpha's over Sierra Leone, so let's see what's up.
Brother Alpha, Sierra Leone.
You see something, Abdullah? You
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power,
Black
Power.
Black Power, comrade.
Black Power.
Yeah.
With a strong black military, we can block the call at this hour for black power in the favor of we the people. Why can't we do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know that's what we do. Right here,
black power.
Did you find,
black interest?
Did you find Carlos? No.
Oh, he's still here, but he's working.
He's
chiming back in.
Okay. Let him do it before we close, and let me see if I can get... beloved over. Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to try this now. I mean, I'm sure it's going to work right away. So be very patient with us on this one. We're going to try to attempt to connect up Sierra Leone over in Africa to the network in the United States on a Super Bowl evening. And he's got some of his own feelings about this Super Bowl calling off the revolution. Are we on pause? Did we call time out? Are we still at war with the goddamn beast? Let's talk to our beloved Alfred. I don't know if he can hear us. I got to make sure the sound is working and the voice and the mic is coming through. So here we are with our beloved brother in Sierra Leone. We got our chairman of Sierra Leone, and he has started up chapters in Gambia. We got things going on in Tanzania, South Africa. We got stuff going on in Sierra Leone and Senegal. We got stuff going on in Gambia and in Ghana, Africa. And so we're just taking it one digit at a time. And welcome to our beloved brother, Alfred Cisse, out of Sierra Leone, the chairman Alfred Cisse of Sierra Leone. Thank you.
Yes, Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Anybody else?
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here today again. Given submission to wonder the Super Bowl on our revolution, revolutionary movement. You know, let me first of all extend my sympathy to the most of our brother, our king, you know, who passed away. It has ended. This is the time that we should. I always say this: we have to stand up. We have to really stand up and put boots on the ground because the killing of our black people is too much. It's not only in America, other places. We have black people that they have the white concept killing us as black people here in Africa also. Look at what is happening in Nigeria. Days ago, a huge amount of youth was killed. Ghana, the same thing, tell you. It's nothing to talk about. It's really painful. So it is high time for the revolutionary movement to stand up. We do believe in you know, if we don't stand up, if we don't stand up as black people, to stop to this, we will always be killed. Because we white people don't want to see us together. That is why they are fighting every now and then to see that we have a distraction. So on that note, I don't know much about football, but I get small clue. I'm trying to get some clue. You know, that is why I was listening to all my other senior comrades that they were giving their submission. I really love what our the speaker before chairman Sheikh Imam Agba took the call, what they were trying to say. My comrade, Black Lightly, I want to extend it to you. Much love and respect. Bye. Phil Marshall. I don't know if Kuran is on the call.
Black Power, you know I'm on the call.
Black Power. Department of Justice, Comrade Dr. L. Tutsby. I don't hear her voice, but I hope she's with us. Black Power. Our chairman in SC, South Carolina, he ran it to extend greetings to you, Black Power.
Black Power, sir.
Black Power. I'm so happy always to be around you guys. I really learn a lot. That is why, well, whatever thing I learn from here, I do a call or call my few comrades here in the Italian Hall. A Zoom call in Africa here, we discuss on how we should try to take. It's not easy for us here, but we are doing our own. I will send some videos on Facebook or on the group chat, the Black Power chat, that this is what we are planning to do. Of course, we are not sitting down. You know, we are trying. We are trying to create a way, even though the debate is not, we don't have it, but we are trying to find a way. It's not really easy for us. The few comrades in Ghana, the head meeting 2 days ago, they said I was going to be part of the meeting online, on WhatsApp, good call. So they were discussing what the new government intends to do this 2023 for the people in Ghana. The same thing goes to the people our comrades in Senegal, Gambia. They will be having their meetings tomorrow. I will be part of the meeting tomorrow with them online. Sierra Leone, we always have a meeting here because I am in Sierra Leone, the chairman in Sierra Leone. But all these chapters, I am the one who, because I have been to those countries, I call some of my comrades and say, look, the New Black Panther Party under Sheikh Imam Agba needs to build a chapter in that country, a strong man to fight for our people. You know, so the chapters are doing very well in those parts of Africa. Yeah, the same thing here in Africa. In Sierra Leone, we are doing well. We are trying. So that we don't have the empowerment. Our companies are looking up to the chairman. Chairman, you need to talk. You need to talk to of our old chairman in America, let them understand that the constraint we are taking, we are undergoing here, what the new government intend to do for us, what the chairman intend to help us so we can start at least whatever a little business or the barbering shop, which we can OP at least money with the company. We will have a Black Power T-shirt that the new government party T-shirt to be, you know, selling the ad, you know, the badges, other things. You know, that is why they say we need to talk to the chairman. I say no. I will always be on the meeting with them, learning from them, what they are doing over there, what the chairman is doing. I will always copy from checking on Akbar. What he's doing, I follow suit. Because he's my chairman and he is my leader. Whatever he say, Alfred, hold on, be patient. We are trying to do something. When they call me, I say we need to hold on and wait for the new Black Panther Party chairman to extend any help for us. You know, we don't need to rush. We have to be patient. This is what I always tell that you come in here. So he was saying, let me get the chairman, check on Akbar contact. Let's try to talk to him because we are not we don't understand what he's doing. I said, no, we have to take it little by little. It's not easy. He's over here, the same thing in America too. I know what the constraint is over there. The white people are not giving the possible chance. They are always manhandling us. But we will strive. We will continue to strive. We will continue. No matter what, we will continue. We are the kings. We will never give up. The Black Power Movement under Sheikh Mohammed Bar, NBPP, we will continue to flourish no matter what. There will be a time when we will overtake and we will overturn everything for the Black people. This is what we are doing now. And under Sheikh Mohammed Bar, I've learned a lot. That is why I always implement what I've learned from him to my few comrades there. You have to learn to be patient, learn to hold on. I have told him, Sheikh Mohammed Bar, that is what I told them. I said I have talked to Sheikh Mohammed Bar in Shaman, that is what we need. For whatever time he decides, okay, we are planning to come with this amount of sum of money to see that the shop built up, things started running, we started doing something for the new Black Panther Party here in Sierra Leone and other parts of Africa. So this is my submission today. I'm so happy to be part of you guys. I learn a lot every day, I implement them to my few comrades here in Africa. Thank you so much. Black power.
Alfred, coming straight out of Sierra Leone, doing the work on the ground and building chapters and recruiting and really putting a good message out for the humanity and helping all the people, but nevertheless working with those in the meeting the needs. He's meeting the needs of Black people, and that's where we are. On all our chapters worldwide, just meeting the needs of Black people in your immediate network and reaching out. No network, no institution, no community of people, no nation of people is any better than its ability to do effective and constructive outreach and dialogue work, reaching out to others. It is not what we do for ourselves, but what we can do to help others. And we live that here at the New Black Panther Party. We live this right here at Black Power Radio. We live this in all of our land acquisitions, all of our programs, and all of the, we got music coming out like mad now. I think that's going to be the going to turn into the popular music. You keep playing that Black Revolution, and that's all young Black people going to be listening to. And the old ones have to catch up with the company, as I know there's so much that we can listen to radio for, but I'm glad. It's a black power.
Akbar, can you hear me?
Okay, hold for just a second. He's got one last thing on a recap from Chairman Alfred is in Sierra Leone, and I'm going to give him that priority because he may not be able to be with us through the whole show. So come on in, brother Alfred, and we go directly to you right behind him, beloved. Assalamu alaikum. Black power. Go ahead, Alfred in Sierra Leone. Black power.
Chairman, I just want to ask Alfred now and constituents which have maintained all these years. Under the New Black Panther Party, under your leadership, what we should learn to do as a community, we should learn to respect each and everyone. We don't need to be harsh to any community because we are all fighting for the same. If we have some individual in the NBPP that is very, very unruly, I don't think it will lead a very good foundation. I don't think we will achieve anything because we should learn to respect each other. You don't need, let it be very clear, Chairman. I don't need to be harsh when I want to pass on a message to the Minister of Justice, Dr. Philip Elswoodby. I don't need, not because she I don't need to be harsh on her. I need to speak to her politely. Whatever instruction she gave me, I will make sure to respond well and give her the right, the right polite word or right polite advice that this is what I will do. But if we are so harsh, impolite to each and every comment, it's not really a very good foundation. Who are we following? We need to respect each other. We need to respect each other. And as a chairman, I want you to speak on that. If my comrades here, my ladies around me, I don't need to be asking them, Chairman, what is going on? I said, okay, let me calm and let me rest assured that the New Black Panther Party of Chief of Alpha will help us. I always be polite and calm with them when I'm passing my message. Not because I'm a chairman, I need to Elena, why are you talking to Gagati? Get out. No, I don't need to. No, simple. The New Black Panther Party is just like these people are very rude. They are not respectful. So this is one of the things I end. We have this in the ten point rules. We have this in the objective. I want you to, Chairman, lay very strong emphasis on it that we should learn to be respected to each and every comrade, to each and every black woman out there or black man out there. We have to be respected. So this is something that, you know, because my heart has said, no, I need to tell you as the chairman, we are all comrades. I don't need to be harsh on everyone. No. I met Black Lightning, and I want Black Lightning to help me. Black Lightning, hey. No, I don't need to. He's my senior, and we are the same comrades. I don't need to be harsh on anyone. We have to be respectful. This is one of the things you have to list. Some emphasis on respectful should always be with every comrade. So people will follow us on the New Black Panther Party, on the Sheikh Imam Akbar. Yeah, this there. You know, I love to be around them. That is why I always have crowds with me. Like, Chairman, when you come to Sierra Leone, when you see what I'm doing, you say, oh, Alfred, you are so popular. What are you? You will be saying that. What is going on? I am so calm and polite. I want everything to be done in a very polite way. I was having a comrade with me that was very harsh on other few comrades. Yes, he was the field marshal. He was the field marshal. Obakar Bangora. His name Abu. So many complaints made me as well. The other time, I don't listen to no one. I immediately call him. I said, no, I don't want you to be part of us again. T-shirt from him, and then yeah, from there we fall apart. You have to be respectful. We have to be respectful. Please, Chairman, leave some emphasis on it tonight. Let's be very clear to every comment. Let's also be respectful to each and every comment. Yeah. Black power
to Brother Alfred, Chairman in Sierra Leone. Chairman Alfred Cisse is a great contributor, has been contributing a few years, I think, here, helping and working with us as a team, and he's been consistent. This brother has been consistent. and in giving strong advice, but his sincere wisdom, Alfred C. Say, and our comrade, brother, chairman, Alfred C. Say, because he is sincere. He is sincere. That's what his name means, sincere. C. Say, you can see what I say, and I'm saying sincerity. This is for all of us, man, to grow and how we are to bring our commitment level to the table, how we are to submit to the leadership. It's not the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar, but it is the Black Revolution that we fight so hard for that causes all. I have to bow down to rules of the Black Revolution. I have to bow down to the Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Everyone has to bow because you have been made a submissive creature so that you will grow in your strength. You can't grow in strength by not submitting to that. You know, it always acknowledge a superior force, a superior knowledge, wisdom, understanding, justice. And then always, again, Alfred, he said, putting the emphasis, he puts emphasis as a chairman on the commitment level, being committed, being loyal. And then number one, being respectful. And this is something that he said, you, the pastors of America, got to work on your respectability. Work on being respectful to others and work on earning your respect so that you'll feel comfortable asking for. If you didn't bring any respect to the table, don't expect to walk away with all this gigantic piece of respect. You may duck us for a little while, but pretty soon, if you're around here disrespecting folks and demanding respect, it's just a matter of us have divine power just come and check you right in the midst of your iniquity of being disrespectful and bring respect to the table, because this is the only way you can carry it away from the table, is that you got to bring some to the table. And that balances the scale. And you've been a very seriously unbalanced, mentally and spiritually, and sometimes physically, an imbalanced people, and an imbalanced network of imbalanced people will give you imbalanced results. But if you start with balance, right, and checks and balances in the mix, and you'll be balanced at the end of your equation. But if you start out lopsided, well, goddamn it, you're going to be lopsided at the end of that equation. Black power? Black power.
Black power.
Somebody speak? Yeah, you can speak to that, brother, tonight. Black power?
Black power, black power. I wanted to inform everyone that there will be a group Zoom NBPP education. Hold up.
I know.
NBPP education. Excuse me. Sorry about that. That's Assistant Brother Abdullah. He was speaking to somebody in the street. We apologize, but we out here on patrol / working. So we wanted to go back to the actual reason. We want to go back to the reason I was talking. Okay, now, we having a Solidarity Black Empowerment Zoom meeting weekly. It will be definitely going down at 6 p.m. on Thursdays. And also, we will have a new Black Panther Party general education on Friday, Zoom, at 7 p.m. Check in the chat on Facebook Messenger to get the Zoom information. At 7 o'clock p.m., you will learn Panther education, what to do's and what not to do's in the field and on events, on training, on just general life, so you can stay out of jail and stay strong and committed to the party and flourish as a Panther. So Solidarity Black Empowerment on Thursday, and the Zoom for the actual new Black Panther Party training will be on Friday. It's Friday on Zoom, 6 p.m. for the actual Solidarity Black Empowerment and 7 p.m. for the NBPP training. Thursday, Solidarity Black Empowerment, and Friday, NBPP training. So look out. Don't question. If you got questions, that's the place to come and ask your questions. You don't want to go out in the street and on the field and don't know what to do and get caught in a jam, and then your ass is jammed. And the next thing you know, you jam the whole party up. So we're looking to make sure we carry ourselves like Panthers, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. We thank our brother, National Field Marshal, our brother Ann, for just giving us those updates and know, get in where you can fit in on Thursday and Fridays and get your Black Panther education. Y'all may take that lightly, but Black Panther education is the light of the world. I guarantee you there's not a brighter light in the world anywhere on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. There's something you get out of that Black Education Center and the Black Education Virtuals, Zoom calls, phone calls, triple time, double time up on each other's line for your conference calls.
Black Power.
Anything you relate on that Black Panther and do them, but light up your whole world. I ain't even going to lie to you. As a matter of fact, I can't lie to you. By my obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, by my obligation to the Panther,
Black
all praise be to Allah, and my obligation to you as human beings, me as a Muslim, and I'll give you 10 more reasons why we listen to radio and Black Power Radio and why we give you more of what you listen to radio for. Come on, somebody was trying to say that.
Black Power. Yes, sir.
Someone was speaking.
And
somebody was speaking. Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power, since we all have busy schedules and working most of the time, and like Brother Alfred say, try to get more communication with the troops so we can include the brother in on the Zoom calls. That way we can have everybody in nice and clear. We can hear everybody and get the programs down and the 10-point platforms down. And a lot of us right now are struggling with finances as well. So, like I say, we use the chain of command and have everything come through national office, which is $77Bakers. And anybody trying to get down and get in boots on the ground, feel free to hit me up or hit us up. you want me to hit me up or are you up, National Chairman? They can throw it at either one of us. You can put it at, what is it, Cruiser 7000 at Gangsta Mail, and that's Cruiser Cruiser. Is that 7000, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Cruiser 7000 at Gmail or Gangsta Mail. Or googlemail.com, and that's Cruiser 7000. So y'all can get some boots on the ground out here with us. And like I say, for me personally, money's a little low, so we can't just go and buy the van out like we normally would. So we need that bus for us, Gus. So we can get on the bus, Gus, and paint that joint red, black, and green, you know, to know when we coming through, you know. So, and that's at, 77Bakers, and throw your number on there and, see if we can get back with you and do what it do. All right, Black Power. Oh, Carlos, you there? You on there? I think he off work now.
Black Power. If you get him up,
so you know,
let me know.
We were talking about, him and I, was this instant death syndrome, how all the people were starting to get it all of a sudden, all at one time, and around the same ages, athletes and this and that. And we kind of put it together, Sherlock Holmes style. I think it's from the COVID-19 shots. When the COVID-19 shots first came out, they're telling people not to take that shit, and now here it is, people dropping. And who's to say it's not from them COVID-19 shots? You know, so that's what I want him to chime in about, but it's all good. I did it. Did it for us. All right, and Black Power, we
out. Get hold of him. Don't hesitate. Get him right black on the air. We're definitely waiting with bated breath to hear from our brother Carlos out in probably Atlanta, one of those regional county mounties in DeKalb County or one of those guys from Clay County, Clayton County, might as well be a Mud County.
Yeah, they had a riot down there recently.
Georgia, right? At Georgia.
Yeah, the Mexican ride.
You'll go ahead.
Yeah, the Mexican guy down that joint. It's like, goodness gracious.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It's not the place to go just hang around like you down home on the farm or ready to, you and Auntie Mama and them hanging out. Won't be all of that. But bottom line, what we have to do, brother and sister, is embrace each other and hold a high, as Brother Alfred said, others, a high-end respectability for each other. That will raise the esteem level. This is where you are suffering from group low self-esteem. This will raise high the esteem, and others will hold you. This is what we're trying to explain to you, that others will hold you in high esteem, and you hold each other in respectable and a level of esteem that is highly identifiable as being highly respectable. And this has been, we've been short of not respecting each other, and we begin to respect each office, respect each officer, and then it begins to compliment. Because respect, right? Salute. We salute each other with what? Freedom of death. People don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear but no freedom of death.
That's
but
right.
But did they take off with it? Are we still at war with the goddamn beast? Huh?
That's
with
right.
With this beast, the devil. Are we at war with the goddamn devil? That's the question. And especially during Super Bowl. Did we take a break? Did we slow it down for the Super Bowl, take one for the team, and say now
we're
going to have a timeout here because we're going to have a Super Bowl? Or we're going to have Rihanna, the superstar, so we know we got to shut it down tonight. Are we still fighting for black revolution? Do we believe in black revolution? Is black revolution the only solution? Who answered that question?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead and talk black to us.
Black power. That's the only solution, and it has only been the solution forever. The solution, pardon, brother Abdullah. The solution has been black revolution, but we are running. I think we are running from it. We are not running to it. Everybody wants to run from the truth. Nobody want to look the dead in the eye and say, you know what, this is what we got to do. So when we do that, then everybody going to be on the same accord. But until then, everybody's on some, they don't see this shit. You're bugging. It doesn't exist. What are you mad for? Oh, my God. That's how they move. So we on this line know we got to move how we move.
Black power.
All right. So on that strength, we're going to put some rock and some rumble. We're going to rumble in the goddamn jungle. We're going to have a show tomorrow. You will not believe. This woman, her uncle has been killed by law enforcement. Let me steer away from that one. They've been killed by some county mounties out in Spartanburg. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to be in Spartanburg on the 20th. Somebody got to give that up. Whose mic is that? We're going to be in Spartanburg again on the 20th, which is President's Day. And she'll be on tomorrow. Her name is Candace Buehr. And she's one of the greatest freedom fighters in the state of Southwest. She's got a nationwide network. And she's one of the strongest freedom fighters in the network. And a hard-working sister, but both her uncle and her brother have been killed by the goddamn county mounties. Is this just some freak coincidence, or are they aiming at our brothers and sisters when they five people beat one black man to death, when they shoot the family member, when they shoot two? How can you be that coincidental to shoot two in the same family, the uncle and the son? Killed by law enforcement. They're now, come on, man. These odds are not that crazy out here. Something is going
it's
on. Oh, my. Somebody could talk black.
Peace and blessing. It's not a coincidence. I've been listening.
Go ahead.
You know, sometimes you got to take the time to knock your mouth and put it in your ears. So I've been listening. I said that backwards. Sometimes you got to take the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth. I've been listening. This is Beverly Lavelle's mother. Peace and blessings to everybody.
Peace and blessings to his mother. Peace and blessings. We're glad to have you live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
I was just listening. I was really eating my supper, but I was listening, you know, you can't talk and eat. You can't talk and eat at the same time, so I'm finished now. As I heard Black Lightning mention on the 20th, and I heard you mention on the 20th, I've been putting the word out in Gaffney. You know, I'm about 25 minutes from Spartanburg. Well, my son as well was slaughtered by the Spartanburg detention, by the Spartanburg police. But he was slaughtered. But my son was walking, minding his business in the road, and they picked him up and took him to the detention center. And 4 hours and 45 minutes later, my son is dead, 29-year-old young man. I miss him dearly. And I was out to support Dr. Candace Brewer Brothers Monday past. They was in front of Chuck Wrongwright office, you know, with a press conference on the news and everything. And I was out there with my son's picture, my T-shirt with my son on, and then my sign, Justice for LaBelle. You know, that wasn't my platform. They let me speak, but it wasn't my platform. I was out there to support Harry Nichols' mother. You know, it's just sad. It's just sad. I got the wrong name. Holcomb. Tyree Nichols was Memphis, Tennessee. The Holcomb family, I was out there to support them. And there was another mother out there. She's a Caucasian lady. She's come from Anderson. She's part of Dr. Candace Vero's network. Her son also was killed. Now, I don't know the particulars, but I know he was riding a motorcycle and the police were chasing him, and I know they shot him 35 times. And like I said, she's a Caucasian lady, but regardless of the color of her skin, the police killed her son as well. And we putting out flyers. As of tomorrow, we're going to, either Walgreens or the UPS store. And Andrea's going to put some out of Spartanburg because my youngest daughter, she goes to Spartanburg Methodist College in Spartanburg where the bell was killed. So she's going to put some out in the college on their bulletin board. And, you know, she's going to spread the word out in Spartanburg. She's going to do her part in Spartanburg, and I'm going to do my part here in Gaffney starting tomorrow because there's no school and no work on the 20th. Was 8 days away. So people can't say, oh, I had to call out of work. I'm talking about my family. I'm not speaking about me right now because, you know, people have bills, house payment, mortgage, water bill, light bill, electric bill. And they don't want to miss work, you know, until they hit home. You know, we related, you know, but you can't force nobody to do nothing. I know I'll be there. So, and I had the announcement in church today, they made it, you know, and let the date and the time be known of where it's going to be. So we'll see. We'll see. But we just have to keep hope alive and keep praying for each other, man, because it's serious. You know, my husband, he's at work. He called me and told me he was looking on his phone, and he seen the story pop up on his phone. This man in Arizona, mind you, he's in a wheelchair. He had no legs. I got to look it up. Like I was cooking. I got finished cooking, and then I ate. Then I was listening, and then I, you know, chimed in. He said a man in Arizona doesn't have any legs. Police shot and killed him. Now I say, now, how much sense does that make? I didn't look it up yet. But I am going to look it up. But when you get a chance, just scroll and play with your phone and look for Arizona killing. And they gave the police officer of manslaughter. Andy should have sent him, my husband should have sent the post. They gave the officer manslaughter. The man didn't have left leg or right leg in the wheelchair, and the police shot and killed him in Arizona. But goes to show you, it doesn't matter. Race, creed, or color, it doesn't matter. They hide behind their silver badge on their chest, and it doesn't matter if their skin is black or white. It really doesn't. They hide behind that silver badge. That's what they do. Because that uniform, we all put our flags on one leg at a time. You know, so we just have to stay prayerful and stay united and just do what we do, man. Just do, we just got to do what we do. I know I'm just fed up with hearing all these folks just blatantly just going out. Wake up in the morning and say, just see how many niggas I could kill. That's the interpretation they give me. It's just sad. I just want them to stop killing our children. That's all I'm saying. I just want them to stop killing people, children. No matter how old you are, you still belong to somebody, somebody's child. Just stop killing us, man. Senseless. And then they go home at night and tuck their children in, get up in the morning, fix their kids' breakfast, drop them off at school, take them to the park, play a little softball, kickball with them, football. It's NFL on right now. I don't have the opportunity to do that with my baby boy. They took that away from me. I have to go out to a graveyard and speak to my son, speak to dirt. I mean, that's where he is. They put him on the dirt. They put him in a casket and throw dirt on my youngest son. And it's just heartbreaking on a daily basis, daily. And then there is 133 days that I still do not know why. Phantom that. It's my dilemma. I don't know why. Them Spartanburg sheriff, Chuck Wrong wife, that one two bastard, ain't nobody still ain't told me nothing about my boy Steph. The cause. I know he's dead because I buried him. I mean, the cause. Video, footage, nothing yet. Nothing yet. But ain't no stone going to go unturned. It'll be revealed. But nothing stays in the dark. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Y'all still there?
Akbar, you there? Akbar.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Brother Ty. What you say now? Say it one more time to me. I can hear you, but I can hear her. But I had to skip out because I'm pushing two buttons and letting my brother Alfred in and, from time to time. But go ahead, say it one more time, Brother Ty, Sister Queen Mother Beverly. Go ahead. I might have missed a couple of seconds. Got to step away for something. Go ahead.
No, what I said is... They need to stop killing our children. You know, they go to bed at night, and I'm pretty sure. I just hope every one of them, when they close their eyes or something, I just hope they see my son, the ones that killed my boy. I just hope they see he come in their dreams every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every time they close their eyes, I hope LaBelle come in their dreams.
That's right. I hope he's terrible.
Never have a peaceful slumber.
Because I'm talking about to kill a goddamn ghost. And that was the way they make you feel. You want to kill a ghost, man. That's some real shit. That's the way they make you feel when you look at what they're really doing to us. I can work with the whole country. Right now I'm working with South Carolina. And straight up the way South Carolina treat a black man, like the real soul, but like the bottom of your motherfucking shoe. That's about what he thinks of you.
That's real talk there. For anybody want to pick up the line. Everyone, he thinks you're a real soul, S-O-L-E, a soul at the bottom of his foot, brother. Not a real man. And we got to change that dynamic by the work that we do on the ground as the Black Panther Party to change that dynamic. Go ahead. Yeah, because I really smoked this crack now. But go ahead. Y'all, and what were you saying, Brother Ty?
As I say, they tuck their kids in. I got to go out in the graveyard and talk to my son. I mean, I could sit right here in my room, but, you know, to speak to him one-on-one, right, personally,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's a sin and a shame. The young man yesterday, they had his funeral, the Holcomb young man, Dr. Candace Brewer's brother. I didn't attend. I wasn't ready for that. Personally, I mean, I went Monday outside the jailhouse to Chuck Ron White's office when he protested it, and but I couldn't go to that funeral yesterday. I sent him my condolences.
The Black Panther Party was able to attend, and we were able to help as much as we can to support, say, all the families, but especially Dr. Candace Brewer has really gone above and beyond the call of duty to help everybody she could help with the help she knew she had at the time. But now that she has the support of the Black Panther Party, and now that a lot of people in the region are fastly becoming Panthers, and you picked up your Panther patches and badges, and his hands off the Panther. They won't be coming to your door crazy. I will assure you that. We will have troops in the region to respond so quickly, they'll give every one of them crackers a nightmare. If you touch the hand, put a hand on any black activist, any black Panther, anyone that's black in the region, we are against you. We are a melanated nation, and we are against the goddamn non-melanated. We didn't come to tiptoe through the goddamn tulips, the peanuts, the white in them. We didn't come for none of that shit. We come to extract retribution, meaning to bring judgment and to bring hell on the devil at this hour. We're not here to be his friend, tiptoe through the goddamn daffodils and to sing no motherfucking kumbaya. That's just who we are. We're ass kickers, and we keep an extra can of whip ass in the dash. Go down with a dollar store, and you get them $3-$4. I keep an extra can in my dashboard, and we're to kick ass on these bastards because they've been kicking the keep. Mr. Pryor said, how long before I start freezing to death? And he said, how long before I discover how to fight so these goddamn crackers will stop kicking me in my ass? And that's what we got to do here today. You got to learn how to fight Black Power. That's real talk.
Amen,
real
Black Power.
Anybody want to wake up, you can get it, Black Power. Right. And we got a strong black military, and we're black that goddamn call. We're not running away from
black
the
power.
Goddamn crackers. And okay, how many guns he got? I don't have any form of defeat. The promise of the Almighty God who originated the heavens and the earth said that victory is in the favor of we the righteous at this hour. We have to claim the victory and stop running from the victory. Power to the people.
Power to the people. I had a little artwork. Brother Ty was saying bring a little entertainment to the people sometime. So I had the rocking my revolutionary swag over here and say got jet lag, the revolutionary voice of the people, the vanguard, the boss ain't mean and the work ain't hard because I love what I do and I'm doing my part. Say to raise up fallen humanity, wading through the insanity, chestnut checkers, and I'm keeping it black, G. Black power is me, black revolutionary, dig that. Rat-a-tat-tat, my pen is my gat. Straight from the lip, I got it like that. I got general stars from handing out scars and bars. Khalid in one ear and Malcolm in the other. I'm just a soul brother from another mother. Expect to recollect
we coming to collect our reparations check. Repair was done. They stole us, they sold us, and damn it, they owe us one. Giving our ancestors some respect, stop playing and cut the check. Reparations too. We woke up and here we don't care. We heard and we're going to make this clear. Like Adam Clayton Powell said, we don't want any more than you have and we don't expect any less than you have either. Dig it. Never fear, we drinking Khalid Muhammad Kool-Aid, and Malcolm X said, take the knife all the way out and hand me a Band-Aid. Black power is me. Black power revolutionary. Dig that. Black power. And hit the Cash App. $77Baker. If we give y'all more than you a bargain from your radio for. Black power that. National Minister of Defense, Black Lightning. You're giving y'all a little entertainment there. And that's on the Black Power tip, coming straight out of Black Lightning's ink pen.
Black power. Like, Pop, we're certainly happy that you were able to put together a few rhymes this time, and you be just like a poet, and you know it, make a rhyme every time. And once upon a time, with the goose egg ride, know the monkey threw the back on the street, car line, the line broke, monkey got choked. They always say the hell. He said, but never be so bold as let it be told, as to tell you the biggest lie that's ever been told. And he said, it was one bright day, but it was in the middle of the night. That's when the two dead boys, they got up to fight. That's when a deaf policeman, he heard the noise, and he came and shot the two dead boys. Now, if you don't believe that this particular lie is true, then you ask the blind man. That's because he's seen it too. That's right. Well, we said they want to be free, but they could never be free. But they're still watching TV. But you must dig, see, because the Chinese brothers, see, they never cop no plea. Because that's what they was hip to, their own unity. But isn't that the way we say that we want to be? But we conquered, we're divided. You know we're tricked and undecided. Bewildered and confused as we watch the 6 o'clock Jews who just bought the 6 o'clock news report. And I mean, I ain't lying. You know I ain't lying. Because that's right. You know I'm in it to win it. That's because I'm a college Muhammad.
Lieutenant.
And I say, fuck a hook nose cracker in the U.S. Senate. I say, Black power, I became a wise man. But you watch me. I blew up on C-SPAN, screaming black on Uncle Sam, because I never did give a damn, I mean, about no cracker named Uncle Sam, because I'm not his motherfucking main man. You understand. Now I know what you're saying. And you know what I'm saying. So you know, motherfucker, well, I ain't playing. Black power. We're gonna pick it up. Who did we leave out without a doubt? Let me see if y'all can shout it out for a minute or two. That's the Queen Mother, Brother Ty Nitty, and the brother, those are the hosts that are left, and Brother Minister of Defense. While I take a pause for the calls, Mama. Thank you.
Well, I got one more then. While you're taking a pause there, if y'all don't mind, I got a. Because it was so cold up here the other day, I jump up and I'm putting sweaters on and turning the heat up and everything, and I wrote this because it was so freezing. I said, y'all can keep this. East Coast too cold down here. I see my words in the air, icebergs in my beer. I jumped and turned the heat up. Even got the fireplace all crunked up. Too cold to even twist one up. And, you know, that's real effed up. Put the electric hoodie on and got my neck wrapped up. And corduroys blending in with them boys. Bib overalls and plaid shirt and a pickup truck. Hell no. I'm just saying it's cold, y'all. No, it's cold as hell, y'all. See, if I can't ride with the top down, not the place for me. I'll find me a new town. At the beach with my shirt off, with some sandals on, is where I belong. Sipping juice out of a coconut shell. Before too long, catch the train and I'll be gone. Y'all can keep this. Black power. I can't push that Cash App enough. $77Bakers, and put on there hashtag the bus for us.
Because if we get that bus, we can transport as many troops as possible to as many locations as needed. Because we are the front line and the only line of defense for the black people, the black diaspora, the black neighborhoods. We're the only line of defense. And when we get our reparations, we're going to need a black military to protect it. And we'll be that, you know, and protect our own streets and our own blocks, our own neighborhoods from crime out and within, you know, and take back our businesses, mom and pop stores, take them back from the from all the foreigners that are infestating our neighborhoods with bad food, food that they wouldn't serve to each other, but they'll give it to us, you know. Perhaps even stuff you wouldn't even give to your dog, but they'll serve it to us in these little side stores, you know. Well, it should be black owned, and we care about our own, and we won't do that to us. So that's how that go. But I'm gonna land my plane and see if the honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar back from his lunch break, or he trying to catch a piece of the Super Bowl. See, me, I don't care about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is a good time to catch up with old friends and adversaries, you know. So where's my money? And say, I knew you'd be here betting on the game. You can give me my money from the last game, you know. Say, down at the same bar, you know, distracting our people with liquor and drugs, and then have nerve enough to think that we would do the shit that they do, which is preposterous. How do you say that? Preposterous? Something like that. Black folks ain't into popping pills and crushed up substances and all that crap. It's a hidden hit. That's why. That's another reason you ain't got to worry about most of us getting no damn jab, because that's exactly what it is. It's jabbing you with a sharp object. I ain't jabbing me with no sharp object. You know, that's all needle is, a little sharp ass sword with some poison in it, you know, so that they can activate wherever the 4G tower is and see all these people dropping dead left and right. And they're young and dropping dead, and it could very well be from taking that first round of shots. And here it is. They take the shots without even trying them out first. Having studies or whatever, you know. And test it out on us as we're the lab rats, you know, on a DNA molecule, and then claim that it's a germ. It's not a germ, you know. It's not a germ. It's a DNA molecule. So hopefully y'all can take it from here. how y'all doing out there, Chief of Staff? Minister, we got a National Field Marshal on the line. We got Sierra Leone on the line. And y'all can put on that on that $77 Baker's hashtag our African comrades, Sierra Leone comrades, on that one as well, you know, so we can get as many contributions for their situation over there, which is pretty much our situations over here sometimes, most of the time. So it is what it is, you know. Like my daddy say, you know, he told me, don't struggle to pay for a Cadillac for it to be sitting in the projects, you know. Say you got an expensive car note, And you're going to have it sitting in the project, so that make no sense. So you know, so have your bills prioritized right, you know. I don't care about whether it's a Cadillac or a hoopty, you know. I'll take the hoopty. I'll take the bus, take a bike, take a train, you know.
by any means necessary. It mean what it mean. I prefer the woods anyway. Shoot, never see you leave, never see you coming. Anyway, Black Power, y'all. And well, we were talking about the House Bill 1020. Anybody got any more information about that? Is our Minister of Justice on? Any information on that? Well, I have more information on Putin shut down the electric grid, communications grid in Ukraine. And all those Chinese balloons that are floating over here to survey and knock out our communications grid as well. So we're under attack and internally and externally. So we've got to look together as a nation in a minute and bring all the forces together to make sure that we do keep these little BS non-freedoms that we don't have, you know? It's almost like, shoot, like when the British were coming and they offered all the slaves their freedom to fight on the British side and became the Royal Marines, the Royal British Marines, they were black. You know, that's a good point of black history. They were all black, and they were fighting for their freedom. You know, so it's like they told them, if you, as long as you over here in our uniform, you ain't got to bow down to them. And it's like, hell yeah. And they burnt the White House. It was the White House at the town at the time. They burnt the White House to the ground. And it's the foundation is still there, but they burned it down to its foundation. The Royal Marines, and they all black. But Black Power, National Chairman, you back on the line? I am. Anybody with me? Black revolutionary. Anybody with me? I am. Is everybody with me? A black revolutionary. Okay, one more again. I am. Y'all can say it at your radio. A black revolutionary, or at your computer pad, or at your smart or your dumb phone. Say one more again. I am a black revolutionary, and I'm not a happy slave. Will not take no crumbs from the table of no masses. You know, plan to live up over top of massa this time, and why let the massa do my lawn? Hell no, get that work to each other. You know, that's where we're missing. We're missing the mark. It was COVID-19 supposed to shut all these businesses down so that we could buy them back? Supposed to be able to not pay your rent, and they say, well, you can't put them out because of COVID-19 conditions. And that should be enough to run some of these slumlords right on out of our neighborhoods back to their little palaces over in where their little gated communities and shit, you know, so they can be back there and stay there, you know, see what they can get done up there instead of down here. They don't give none of it back to us. They don't hire us. They hire each other. You can go in a lot of these little smoke shops now, and be nothing but foreigners in there. I ain't even gonna say what kind. It's just different kinds, depending on where you at. But what you don't see is what they say, a foundational black American. That's what you don't see. You don't see somebody who's great 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 grandfather Philip was a slave. I use my own because I got it. You know, we should all have it, because when them reparation checks start going around, everybody's going to start scrambling for their family tree. I'm glad mine already in my hands.
So everybody should have that, you know. It's definitely time to do it, time to get our reparations. We've been waiting on it way too long, you know. Say way damn too long. And speaking of way too long, I am Black Revolutionary. Where you at? Say, all right, so here we go. I guess it's going to go like this. When we were enslaved and we saw the signs and wonders in the air, and we seen the eclipse go over the sun, and that's when the preacher at the time, Nat Turner, the prophet, Nat Turner, he had the prophecy, and he saw the moon being covered up, the sun being covered up by the moon, and say the brightness was covered up by the black man. And it was the rise of the black man's, like Khalid Muhammad say, the black man's rise was the white man's demise at the time. So as you know, if y'all don't know the story, they rode through town and picked up momentum and picked up more and more and more slaves and just went and got their retribution on all them wicked masters that had been beating on them and causing their scars and causing their families to be broken apart and picking up their families as they go, you know? So that's the prophet Nat Turner seeing the prophecy. And the people not even looking. There's so many things going on. I mean, they got to be looking. Putin on one side, China on the other side, us in the middle. You know? And what, they want to get Super Trump out of the water, out of the cyborg machine? Yeah, Super Trump, he don't mind pushing buttons, you know? He'd rather take us all out with him. You know, he was all behind. Storm the Capitol. Hell yeah. Put his Confederate ass right back up in there, you know. He might as well put the Stonewall Jackson outfit on. You know, put the Robert E. Lee sword right back up in his hands, you know. And Robert E. Lee had to relinquish his sword to Ulysses S. Grant. Drunk ass. I think it was Fort Sumter or something like that, but I don't want to make no mistakes on that. But I know he did have to relinquish his goddamn sword. That's like telling a samurai, say, look, the battle ain't over until you bring me your sword. And say, like, what, bring you my sword? Yeah, bring me the motherfucking sword. Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get like that sometime until our illustrious host, the Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar, gets back from halftime, because we got some things we got to do up here in Gotham City. Unless y'all want me to break it down to you, I'm going to break it down to y'all. This is how we got to do it. We got to go to all of our city council meetings and county council meetings, wherever you are. And
yes, right.
Yes. I was about to break it down to them, Chief. They got to hit the county council meetings and push for us to have a black anti-crime hate bill passed. And we do have the bill written up by our genius Sister Truth Bay, our Minister of Justice, Minister of Genius. See, I can't spell genius for justice. Black power. Yeah. Welcome back. Who's power, winning the game and who's playing? Because, see, I don't even care. I care about what? Black revolution is the only, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Divine, did I say it right? Divine black revolution is the only solution. Black power?
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. We thank you, our beloved brother, the Black Eagle, Black Lightning. We got Brother Ty Nitty. We have the Queen Mother that was all over this thing. A dozen others on tonight. We just happened. All of you showed up. Chief of Staff, Ezreal, all of those ones from New York. That whole network will be New York to New York this weekend with Brother Karan, our National Field Marshal, Assistant Abdullah, Brother Ron, Sister Yasser Antoine, whole network of New Yorkers will be live, and we're going to rock and rumble in New York for the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We'll be bringing a street. We're going to bring a street name, a street for the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And so I'm just going to try to bring up my brother. He's right on the front line. He's been doing a lot of work for us, by us, with us, and all around us. I'm going to bring him forward because he is on the Black Revolutionary Trail in the spirit and legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We have with us our brother Stephen Biko Farrakhan Muhammad. We call him Steve Biko right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
This is Black Power, comrades. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You can drop it like it's hot.
Yes, sir. I was resting, but I remember that the show was tonight. I want to openly state this, that you are doing a great deal of good work, and the party is doing a great deal of good work. I was at an event yesterday right here in Columbus, Ohio, where a young man had been murdered by the police. And I'm quite sure y'all saw the flyers that was put out in reference to the neighborhood where it transpired at being the rallying point for New Black Panther Party, in fact, where NFAC and Huey P. Newton Gun Club and a few others. I want to say this, and I want to say it publicly. We have to be mindful whenever we are mobilizing and organizing around a particular issue that would take us to a specific neighborhood or take us in what we believe is support for a family of a person that has been lost in this war, this genocide, lost in this colonialized civil war that we're under in America. We have to be mindful that when we go into those kind of environments, revolutionary protocols are in place. You know, I have to be honest, Imam Akbar Bilal, you know, the national chairman, taught me this when he was the national spokesman. He said, we never go inside of an environment to address any issues dealing with the loss of life until we contact the family first to ensure that the family want us there, number one, and to find out what kind of environment that we're taking our troops in, number two. And then if the community is not receptive of us coming into their community and we're coming into a neighborhood or a atmosphere that is predominantly our people and our people are not receptive of our presence, it is at that point our wise judgment to pack up and get up out of there and leave in the same piece that we came in. Now, I'm bringing this up because we have to maintain our integrity, our revolutionary discipline, and our moral character. These are things that our ancestors, these are things that our ancestors, no matter what situation they were in, they were a very proud people. They were a very dignified people. And they were a people who exercised supreme moral character. They didn't go where they wasn't wanted. They respected those who respected them. And sometimes they even respected people who they knew were stupid enough not to even respect themselves. But they were sensitive to the needs of families who had lost loved ones. And I want to make this clear. Yesterday was the first maneuver that I witnessed. I didn't go on the maneuver myself because I'm done with that foolishness. But I went there to witness it and to speak with the family of the brother that was killed and to actually see what kind of rally and demonstration was being orchestrated by these three groups in coalition with one with the other. Now, it wasn't the New Black Panther Party under your leadership, National Chairman. It was the other group under Zulu Shabazz. And I want to make this clear. When a neighborhood, 98% of the neighborhood comes out, and 75% of that 98% that came out are telling you, we don't want your presence here. We don't want you here. We didn't ask you to be here. We didn't call for you to be here. We didn't call for your support. And we are offended by the fact that you're coming here and you're trying to profiteer off of our suffering. Those were the sentiments given to that group by the community yesterday. I have never went into a situation where there was suffering and the people pushed out those who claim to come to help. That tells me that our people are tired of lip service. They're tired of ambulance chasing. Our people are tired of poverty pimps pimping the suffering of our people for their own gain. I respect my elders, but God damn it, I'm going to give it to you raw. I have never in my life stood in the presence of a spokesman for three organizations, one voice for three organizations, that was 100% totally ineffective, insensitive, and disrespectful. How do you go inside of a community and say, I'm an elder, I've been in this for 50 years, I'm talking about Ajabu, M. Jomo Ajabu. I've been in the civil rights movement, I've been in this, I've been in that. But yes, you're going inside this community and the people are coming out to your face and to all of the formation that was there, and the community rose up against them yesterday and told them, we don't want y'all here. We don't want your guns. We don't want your speeches. We don't want any of that. We're solving these issues ourselves. We don't need y'all here. And you have the nerve, the audacity, and the mitigated gall. Supposed to be servant of the people, but you tell a young lady, shut your mouth and go home. You don't live there, but you telling them, the residents that live there, to shut up and not voice their, not voice their hurt, not voice their pain. And you tell them to go home? Who are you? No one with any kind of moral character, any kind of moral integrity would have done something like that. And for you to say that these people are stupid for not wanting y'all there, that is insensitive, it's disrespectful, it's spiteful, it's vain, and it's downright arrogantly stupid. But I want y'all to understand this. You can superimpose yourself and your organization on these communities. You have to do grassroots organizing work. That means you got to engage our people. You got to go inside of our community and engage the people to find out what the concrete condition is that they're under. And then you work with the people to resolve small conflicts so that they will be, so that they will have enough confidence in you to help them resolve larger things. And you don't empower the community by going in there trying to tear them down, by insulting them. How can you come in a community and say black power and power to the people, but yet you're bashing them and you standing there with guns, you trying to intimidate them while you're talking down to them, and you say that you come in there to seek justice for the murder of a child, but you're coming there against the very people who are suffering as a result of what transpired. I need us to be mindful of what I'm saying here so that these kind of mistakes don't continue to happen. Because when leadership pushes you, or when any kind of leadership that you're under takes you into maneuvers like that and see that it's a hot situation and it's a volatile situation and that leader makes it worse and you don't check him, you are out of order yourself. I stood there yesterday and I contacted the National Chief of Staff. You know, he came on post and I talked to him a bit. But at the same time, when have formations ever went to the assistance of a family that had just lost a loved one and asked them for $1,500? And these people are trying to bury their son. These are the kind of things that happened yesterday. I didn't go there in uniform. Yeah. I went there as a civilian. and it's sad. Mm. It should hurt
so
our heart. It should move
did.
Our soul. That should hurt our soul because that is a stain on the moral fabric of the movement. And then you had those with our patch on.
Mm.
Saying that they're representatives of the New Black Panther Party. See, when stuff like this happens, anywhere that you go as a New Black Panther Party member, you are looked at like you were a part of them. So we got to get the goddamn house in order.
Saying, beloved? I said,
say it again, beloved.
Doing some inordinate behavior patterns and habitations in front of you?
Yes, and I checked them. I checked this elder publicly, and I didn't feel bad about calling him out. I checked him publicly.
Black
I checked
power.
This other guy
Black
who was the head of NFAC by the name of Hot Sauce. He's going to be the head of NFAC, and he's the one that came out of his mouth and told a little young sister, shut up and go in the house. But you coming
right.
to their neighborhood, you coming to their city. See, these are the reasons why we need to have tribunals. Because these individuals are rogue leaders who have no regard and no respect for our suffering people. The mother of the child that was killed didn't even want to come outside. She sent other family members out, and I spoke with the family members for quite some time. Mama Dog spoke with the family members for a long time yesterday, spent the whole evening with them yesterday. And they are this is a community that is drug-ridden, prostitution, everything going on there. And this is a hotbed for mass genocide going on right inside their community. There's gunshots every night. People are being hurt all the time. But they asked us. They told us that they trust us, but they don't fuck with the other ones. That speaks volumes. See, because if you're not sensitive to their pain, you don't qualify to come in and try to advise them on how to handle it. We got to be more sensitive to the trauma and the hurt and the pain that our people are going through. And we talked about putting programs in their community. We can't even communicate with them effectively enough to even get them to understand that the program is one that would help to empower them because our egos are in place. This false sense of bravado, this false sense of pride, this you can't tell me that you don't accept me shit going on. So when a person say, I don't accept you, or we don't want you here, all of a sudden you want to get mad now. Now all of a sudden you go from being an advocate to a damn bully. You're trying to intimidate the people now. That was disrespectful. It was degrading. It made the New Black Panther Party and everything associated with it look terrible yesterday. It was shameful. And I called their asses out. And I made it known yesterday whose formation and whose regime that is. That was Malik Zulu Shabazz's formation and regime that did that shit. So when something that happens, you got to come out quickly and speak on it and address it. You got to get all the intel that you possibly can and come out quickly to speak on it and address it so that those that are within your regime are not held accountable for other individuals' bullshit. So we got to be very, very careful like that because that right there can create an atmosphere in the state of Ohio that anybody rocking that patch is open season for your ass when you slide through it. So we have to always be in the right place, in a place where we need to be at. We don't have to be in uniform all the time, but have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in our communities. You can't do that from behind a laptop. You can't do that from behind a computer. You can't do that playing on your phone all day. You got to get your ass up and go out there and engage the people. And don't do it as a New Black Panther Party member. Do it as another black brother or sister that's concerned about the health and the welfare of our people. And then later on, you can introduce them to what you are a part of. But establish a relationship with our people, man. Because some people are so caught up on this thing where, I'm a revolutionary. I'm a revolutionary. Okay, what the fuck have you changed? What have you overturned? What system have you removed and what have you replaced it with? If all white folk die off the planet tonight, black folk would have a nigger problem in the morning. And that's a damn shame. That's a shame. There needs to be more political education. There needs to be more cultural awareness. There needs to be more spirituality in these organizations. Because if your organization is not centered and rooted in God, God damn it, you're doomed to fail. You're doomed to fail. There has never been a successful revolutionary. There has never been a more principled revolutionary than those revolutionaries who have God at the center of whatever they're doing. Because if you ain't got him at the center, all kind of shit gonna creep in and redirect the course of the movement. Believe me, I know. With that, I yield, and I'm just going to continue to listen in tonight. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm just going to listen in to the remainder of the show. I just wanted to give y'all a heads up and let y'all know exactly what's going on right now. And now Akbar, we got to go through the wilderness with the mop and bucket. Try to clean this shit up. Hey, somebody else can kick the damn pail over, and it's a mess everywhere. And now those of us who are innocent of the bullshit got to go in with the mop and bucket to clean this shit up.
And see, many of them have been known for that mess for a long time. And again, all of what the island is going to check you in the midst of that iniquity. You ain't genuine. You ain't sincere. You ain't real. You profiteering at this hour. You news of paper chasing and all that goddamn tabloid hunting and all that crazy going on out there. To keep it away from the Black Panther Party for self-defense. We are a duty elected embody of people. And everyone under the false pretense, only thing I recommend for you at this hour is to goddamn it fall in. And fall in with some leadership, with some sense, with some common sense, with some people that know geographical location, know where to fucking show up at. Know how to carry the work, know how to do the work, know how to gain the interest and the support of we the people, the people on the ground. We're demonstrating all over the country that we can go into South Carolina find friends. I can go right behind this bastard right now and still have friends in Columbus. It's just you got to
That's
know
correct.
That you can't guess. You can't guess at this fucking game, Slim. You got to know what the fuck you're doing. And a lot of them, and I schooled them, every goddamn one of them. Took them to school, and you know what they do? They buck 5.5% of the time. And that 4.4, they gain some knowledge, and they go and set up something on that premise. Instead of getting the full and complete education, they get a fragment education. And they take the fragment like they done stole, they done made a home run and ran home. And act like they, running something but don't run shit and don't even know properly how to run themselves. They don't know the practical guide how to eat to live. They don't know the mathematics and the scientific and the actual facts. They don't know the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. They don't know the real legacy of Malcolm and the idealism of El-Hajj Malik al-Shabazz, the scholar Malcolm. They didn't never get to know, you understand, the number one debater out of Malcolm, El-Hajj Malik. You know what I'm saying? And they people are looking for drama. They are drama hunting. Hunting around for headlines and go your black ass to work, nigga. Stop playing with this thing. This is real revolution because my nick is in the news. I'm on the front line and confront somebody that you left a bad taste in their mouth bullshitting because you could have came up with real. We would say, well, we got us some Stephen Biko on the front line and he'll take care of that matter for you. Make sure you break the ice properly. But no, they don't call you to see what Reverend Steve Biko's got. Minister Steve out there trying to get everything straight, and you out there blowing what Tim Kaysen called a ball of confusion. So we're going to check you to Mr. Iniquity, and at the end of the day, we'll have friends on the ground, allies, and your institution, your organization is no better. Your nation of people is no better than your ability to effectively do community outreach. So Honorable Hashim Ekinade Zinga gave us the faith-based community outreach network, faith-based community networking with each other, and then comparing notes and getting the family, right family value systems on the ground, and then going to work as a team as opposed to flying solo, and then risk with the interests of the community. So you got to open your mind and bow your black behind, set your black behind down and listen
and get all your actual facts, and then you will be acting and thinking properly. Think five times before you speak. Think again five times before you act. Maybe then you'll be thinking, huh, and acting and functioning properly, accurately, down on the point in a practical matter to fit the circumstances, and you'll be wise in your decision making, wise in your actions, your credibility will be strong everywhere you go and goddamn near everywhere you look. And I land my plane on it because I know what Stephen is telling us is up to date. That's right. Never out the gate late, and that's our reputation right here. We were down in South Carolina yesterday making inroads to the community, working up for a big rally. We'll be there on the 20th on President's Day because we built allies there. We built allies in Columbus, South Carolina. We built allies in Chicago and Indianapolis and St. Louis. And love to see our brothers on the front line producing their music and doing what they're supposed to, whether it's in St. Louis or Los Angeles. We got a friend in Sheikh LMM Akbar, and I don't have no enemies that are known. If they are, I just don't give a damn. But you and no cracker named Uncle Sam, and that's about how it goes, and that's how we flow. Black power. Leave it to us. Yes, sir, black power.
Power.
Yes, sir. We're glad for the update, Brother Stephen, and we know that you had the right sensitivity on the ground. We looked all over and said, we're going to send somebody on the ground. They could have went and got the Sheikh Dooby Zooby Zooby. They could have got Carlos and the brothers, and they could have got this one and that one and Ahmad and this one and Najee and RMZ. No, they sent Stephen Muhammad. He knows just how to address them folks over Elizabeth City and get things shaking and quaking in the right direction. So they know. They just afraid of that goddamn decision because it took the emphasis off them and their goddamn tabloid shit. And gets emphasis on the real needs and meet the needs of the people. And that's where we've always stood. And that's why we stand together at this hour. Black power.
Black power. I want everyone to know that the decision has been made collectively with me and my fiance and also the other comrades and allies that she has amassed in the state of Ohio, which is what I found out is in the hundreds. We are rebuilding the new Black Panther Party here in the state of Ohio. We're not dealing with a township chairpersons, captains, and coordinators and directors. We are taking the entire state. We're taking the entire state. And we're building a chapter that's going to be a statewide chapter. So every township, every city, the headquarters for the New Black Panther Party chapter in Ohio is going to be in Columbus. However, captains and lieutenants will be setting as directors of satellite chapters. We're going to have a main branch, and then you're going to have subordinate branches to the main branch. That makes sense?
Black power. But that makes perfect sense, Brother Steve Biko. Let me tell you something, bro. All of them know. They ain't new to the game. And they goddamn so certainly ain't true to the game. Because every one of them motherfuckers know, all of them know, that our honorable queen, Queen Mother, and Mother Da is the state chairman of Ohio. But the
Negro
would refuse to give her the help that she needed, many Negroes on the ground. But we always came to Mother Da, always tried to reach out when we're on the ground there. And people are, they're just afraid of it because they're afraid of them goddamn cracker police in Ohio. That's why they ran under the house. You see what I'm saying? Instead of running to Mama Doc, calling her and checking, well, Queen Mother, what can we do to help the state of Ohio? We see the young 13-year-old young man has been shot unjustifiably. Crackers trying to let him off the hook from every turn in the road. What can we do to help? How can we help you, the Queen Mother? Help her build up here and help her support her so we, the people, will be all right. Have you checked with the family, Mama Doc? Do you know what? They ain't going to ask no question like that. They want to see where they can come steal the goddamn limelight and get a fucking headline and look for a fucking tabloid result. And we trying to help the family on the ground. So you got a man like Stephen Biko on the ground. We don't worry about nothing. Because we know they're going to care. But we know they know how to curve. And we know they already got the support of the people. This is what I'm telling you tonight. And that's why we come on this airway. Like power?
Power.
Scorpion and get a comment from Brother Sensei or Steven or Black Lightning online as hosts that are left. Black Power.
Yes, I'm here, bro. I'm here. I want us to be mindful also, even though this is Black History Month, I want us to be mindful that whenever that particular narrative is sprung or spun our way, we want to remind our people that tomorrow, what you did today is history. Tomorrow, when you walk into tomorrow, what you did today is history, right? So you are making history every day. Every accomplishment, every advancement that you make past the state where you are now is history. Every success or failure is a part of your personal life experiences. See, history is a collection of experiences. So we are history makers, and always be mindful of that. And don't get caught up into the hero worship. We're caught up in the personality worship because Allah has given each and every one of us one soul. Two souls does not occupy one chest. Allah has given us one soul. He has given us one spirit. He has given us one life vein that He is closer to us than our jugular vein or our life vein. So Allah knows your intentions. He knows your purpose. Our whole life, we're going through life trying to discover what that purpose is, and happy is the man who discovers his purpose in life. Whatever you do best, whatever you're making strides in, whatever makes you happy is when you're engaged in it. That's what your purpose is. That's what you're born for. So I need each and every individual to take a real good look at yourself, a real critical look at yourself. I don't want to dialectically dissect another individual's character. We spend too damn much time doing that. We need to spend a little more time dissecting our own character to find out those areas where we're strong and to find out those areas where we're weak, to find out those areas that may be triggers that cause us to act a little fucking emotional or a little too sensitive about stuff, and fix those things about us that run contrary to where we're supposed to be going in this revolutionary movement if we want to be involved in it. We got to do critical analysis on self first. We are history makers, we are legacy makers, but we cannot be that effectively if we don't do the proper operations and the proper surgery on self to cut away from ourselves those things that adversely affect our success. I believe that each and every one of you have the potential for greatness. Why do I say that? Because Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the black man and woman is born with an inclination towards a warrior spirit. When you are emitted from the testicles of your father as a life germ, a sperm, and you are emitted into the ovaries, and you swim upstream, you are fighting one man or one woman against 10,000, maybe 20, maybe 30, maybe 40,000 other sperm cells. And you are the one that beat every single one of them and reached the fertilization stage. So that Allah can bring you to the fulfillment of your life. So if Allah created you in struggle, then we shouldn't shirk from struggle when we are confronted with it. Our very coming into existence was a struggle. We got to get rid of this, I need a sabbatical mindset. Every 30 days, somebody wants, well, I need some rest. I got too much going on. You know, I need a few weeks off. A few weeks turn to a month or two, then nobody hears shit from you. Then all of a sudden, you want to pop back in, and you think everything is supposed to be copacetic and it's supposed to be the way it was before you decided to abdicate yourself from the movement. First thing we got to do is shut this goddamn revolving door. Shut the revolving door. You leave a hypocrite, you don't let a hypocrite back in the door. Let them go out there and build their own shit. That's what they want to do, go out there and build your own shit. You think you can do it better, go ahead. I wish you well. But once a person has betrayed the trust of the movement, I'm not talking about two individuals, people, I don't give a damn about that. When a person betrays the trust of the movement, engages in counter-revolutionary, agent provocateur, focused antagonist, reactionary behavior patterns, and that becomes a norm for them, you don't want that in your organization. And you cannot be practitioners of combat liberalism. If a person is out of order, they're out of pocket, discipline them. That's what the rules and the regulations are in place for. That's the reason why you have a minister of justice. That's the reason why you have a protocol director. That's the reason why you have a chief of staff. That's the reason why you have a minister of defense. That's your goddamn justice department. That's your entire justice department right there. Your chief of staff, your minister of defense, your minister of justice, and your field marshal. That is your entire judicial department, the department right then and there. That's who establishes the moral code of the organization, the code of ethics, and the rules and regulations that govern your organization, and the punishment and the penalties for the violations thereof. I'm telling you something, the most hated person in any organization is the Minister of Justice and the Minister of Defense and the Chief of Staff. Why? Because they are the ones who have to be the most impartial of all. And they have to do the hard job of calling you out on your bullshit and then putting penalties in place to ensure that that cancer does not spread. Every time you turn your back and act like you don't see a wrong being done because that's your homie, you are destroying the moral fabric and the integrity of your organization. And you also compromise your own state. You compromise your own position. You compromise your own seat because now a person know that you can be brought. Or you're going to show favoritism. If I'm wrong, check me. If I'm right, I don't need you to applaud me. Brother or sister, just fall in line. Do what you know is the right thing to do. But don't base your movement in the movement off of BICO. I don't give a damn how great an individual becomes. They are not to be your object of worship. Because they may die tomorrow. What you going to do, jump in the grave with them, or are you going to keep on moving? You cannot continue. Say it again. You can't. We can't continue in the path of talking about Dr. Khaled and thinking that Dr. Khaled was the know-all, end-all. No, he was not. Dr. Khaled would tell you himself, take what I'm giving you and evolve it. Nurture it, develop it, allow it to grow and go beyond where I gave it to you. If Khaled taught you something today, and you came back 6 months later, and you teach it the same way he taught you 6 months ago, Khaled would tell you, what? I said, you still ain't get it, huh? You still don't get it, huh? That's what made Khaled so dangerous. That's why Khaled became a threat to Minister Farrakhan. Because that which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching imparted to Khaled's heart, Khaled developed it, and he didn't allow another person's interpretation or another person's motion to determine his movement. We are warriors, but we have to learn how to be soldiers. A warrior just loves to fight. He fights because of the love of fighting. A soldier is one who knows when to fight, how to fight, in what position he is to fight from. We got to learn how to be soldiers. We got to learn how to take orders. Curry him out to the best of our ability. Then we got to learn how to refuse an order with respect and refuse an order based upon protocol. Person tell you something to do, you don't just say, man, fuck that shit, nigga, I ain't doing that. That's not how you refuse an order. Technically, militarily, you, if you give an order, you carry it out, and after you carry it out, then you come back and you question why it was given or what the purpose of it was. But in the Central Committee of the Black Panther Party, there was a thing called democratic centralism. Democratic centralism means that you do whatever the organization votes on as a mass organization, and the Central Committee votes, and they say that this is what the policy is going to be. You may dissent and say, no, I don't like the policy, but you still act in accordance with the policy until such time that policy directive is brought up again for review. Then at that time, you can bring into existence another intelligent rebuttal to either change that policy or to have that policy be the final policy and you just completely fall in line. But if you don't agree with it, you have the opportunity to politically purge yourself from the organization, but you leave for the organization, you try to leave in good standing. You don't want to leave an organization being one that caused all the goddamn problems. If you disagree politically with the aims and objectives, okay, let's then talk about it. But if you disagree with the structural dynamic of the organization, then you bring those disagreements before a central committee, and then a central committee reviews it to find out if what you're saying you disagree with is worthy of looking into and trying to develop it into something else or trying to make it better based on where you say that the discrepancies are. But if you one that's always trying to find something wrong with some shit, then you become a cancer to the organization. You can emotionally drain the organization by constantly complaining about shit all the time. We need to stop the fucking complaining all the time. And you don't need people that are unstable, mentally fucked up, on social media ranting about this today, ranting about that tomorrow, talking about suicide today, talking about killing the motherfucker tomorrow. You don't need that kind of stuff. There need to be secure communication protocols in place where certain individuals are not even permitted to be on social media, especially if they're known to be mentally unstable. And you don't discuss party business on the internet. And if you're in an organization, you can say the fuck you want to say. But no member of a chapter, no member of a central committee, or no member of a national committee should be on social media talking about internal business that's going on within the party that is evolving into something. Because what happens is when you leak that out, the same way you're leaking it out, now you're allowing an energy to come in that can sabotage it. Everything ain't for the internet. And everything is not to be talked about in front of all of the members. That's why you have a central committee. You have a national staff and then you have a central committee. And the national staff have no business trying to be buddy-buddy with these chapters. The chapters ain't even supposed to even have direct communication with the national staff through their regional directors or through their regional chairmen. They have direct connection. They have a direct line to the central committee, but they don't ever supposed to have a direct line to the national staff where they can call them anytime they feel like it and then drop their burdens in that person's lap. And that person can't be effective in their own job because now they're stressing about somebody else's bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? We need to build the organization. We need to build the infrastructure so that the organization will be fortified and infiltration-proof and bullshit-proof.
That's right.
We've worked long enough in this movement to value us. We have worked long enough in this movement to have this movement be so valuable to us that all we want to do is protect it. And a thing is only as strong as the protection that you put on it. No, I take that back. A thing is only as valuable as the protection you put on it.
Because only strong is what its weakest link is, all right?
That's right. Absolutely, 100%.
And that weakness will overthrow you and cast you into the dark corridors of defeat and the deep highways with the naysayers on the highway. It will stack your behind up with naysayers and plot and scheme and run policy that's unheard of, unknown policy, newly invented matters, and all of these things
that
will overwhelm
you. Right.
With
that's right.
Even talking about overwhelm you with their bullshit as opposed to real work and substance, as opposed to real working relationships in the community. I stopped by D.C., then I know we got working relationships down in the community. I stopped by Ohio, bam, I know they got working relationships down in the community. I don't have to question, I don't have to second guess it. I know that we got ties in that community. Strong.
Correct.
Oh, my. But they come in what? Throwing rocks at you? Yeah. The one in the glass house throwing the biggest rocks. I know them. Like my,
and what we're doing is
long in the valley of the naysayers. That's where they come
right.
from. The valley of the naysayers, niggas. Yeah. So we'll check them.
What I want y'all to do.
If it's me, Steve, alone, not with the rest of the party, we'll check them in the midst of their bullshit. I'm glad you checked them, Brother Nash. He's on the way back. Do his job here as well. But the mama is an elected official of Black Panther Party.
Yeah.
She was elected in for the state chair. She didn't just bump and stumble into something out here, but an elected official.
That's right.
And that's what they are afraid of elections. They're afraid that their naysaying buddies either won't vote for them or don't qualify to vote for them, not in a position to vote, or that person in bad standings themselves, so they can't talk up for them. So they feel trashy. Oh, no, but not hold no elections. They belong to Knucklehead Smith. They never been in the Black Revolution. Never embraced Dr. Colin Mama. Never embraced Malcolm. Never embraced Dr. King. Never went with Ralph Abernathy, my half a block down the street. Never walked with anybody in the Revolution. Never walked with H. Rap Brown, Jamil Abdul-Alameen. Matter of fact, they would run from him. Little Boosie said, he said, if you really knew Boosie Boo and what I was up to, you run right now. And they run, they duck and dodge undercover. They don't come on the front line to work for revolution. They all attend the funerals, people what they need help with. But they're going to first tell you how to run the revolution, how to do your work in your community that you've been in for 50 years. Oh, some terrible things been done to us out here. But they're going to cease, you're going to cease fire smoking on the Black brothers and sisters. Me and Steve were taught by an expert in that, Brother Al Malik Farrakhan, is that right? He teach you how to get niggas cease fire on your Black ass. Keep firing on my Black ass, and then I'll return fire and smoke your Black ass out. And that's what's going on right here today. We come here to set the record straight. We've come here to make things clear. They say, make them plain, Brother Minister. Well, that's why we've come here tonight, my. Make it plain, Brother Minister. So we thank you. We thank all the crew. We thank everybody that stepped in, stopped in. I don't know if Brother Ty Nitty had anything for us before we're going to be going north to South Carolina in a few days. Brother Ty, did you have anything else for us? Brother Ty, I don't know if he's still on. Yes, sir. Brother Ty down there in New Spartanburg, South Carolina. Did you have any final words? Yes, sir. Go ahead. Are you there? And Brother Steve, did Mama Ty want to say anything on the airway to us tonight? And she knows a lot about the past, present, future
right
of Ohio.
She,
go ahead, sir.
Right now,
yes, sir.
She's working on the wedding, and we're also building the other organization, Alpha Justice Initiative. We're building that up,
right?
And right now, I'm doing work with the kids too. Right, we're not kids, we're children. Right, we're establishing boxing programs for them and self-defense programs for women who have been victims of domestic violence, things of that nature.
Yes,
so that's
sir.
What we're working on right now, and she's very, very busy with guest initiative, right? And she's building that up to be a Ohio-based, well, a organization that is headquartered in Ohio, but it's going to be chapters and affiliates all over the country. Like we got numerous people coming in, and they've been contacting us. I mean, so many people have been contacting us, man, that I'm overwhelmed at the outpour of support that people are giving for that organization, because you would be surprised how many families have been victimized in hospitals by medical neglect. You'd be surprised at how many children have been rendered paralyzed or brain damaged because of messed up prescriptions being given to them, right? And you know, there's so much going on, and then police cover-ups. We have stacks and stacks and stacks of paperwork where the police didn't want to pursue a particular case. I'm not going to talk about the case, but they didn't want to pursue a particular case because the sergeant was in bed with the assailant in a rape case, right? They had an affair, some kind of sexual relationship going on themselves. That's the reason why when the case hit his desk, he swept it up under the rug and said that it was unfounded. So there's a lot of corrupt cops that are being brought to the limelight, and we're exposing the hell out of them, right? And they are retiring from the force. Some of them are being put off the force. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now in Columbus, Ohio. There's a lot of stuff going on in other parts of Ohio. What we want y'all to do for us is this. When cases come up where there is judicial misconduct, when cases come up, I want us to begin to log those cases so that we can have a database where we can get in contact with these people who have brought these issues to us, and put a team together that will go to these different locations and sit down with these individuals and determine what course of action these individuals want to pursue. We don't want to manipulate them into going a certain way, but we want to get an idea in terms of what justice looks like for them, right? And then try to support them in that area. Right, and once
great,
they see that they can
noble,
win,
noble aspiration, my brother. That's a great and noble aspiration. Yes, sir.
You know, so that's what we're working on right now. Plus, we got these court watches. You know, we go in the courtroom and we sit down and we observe stuff like that. So we got a lot of stuff going on right now, right? But that's just to give everyone a heads up on what it is that we have going on. What I want individuals to do. Those that are on the call, I want you to spread this word that when you have principled leadership who have a proven track record, who have been consistent, stand firm with those leaders, and be reminded of the information that those leaders have put before you, and drink that information in. Let that information move you forward in the direction that you should be going in, because when you take all the information that over the years have been poured into us, right, if we act on it, if we strategically categorize it and act on it, we can handcuff any so-called adversarial scholar. That's why Malcolm was so effective. That's why Khaled was so effective, because they took the information. They didn't just take it in and let it set. They researched and they began to develop their own ideal, their own concept on things, and their own way of giving it expression. Like Carl said, we are a rhythmic people. We are divine people. So Allah has given each and every one of us a creative mind, a mind that can conceive of things. Let those conceptions be ideas towards your liberation and your independence. And let's have what we like to term a intelligent think tank, where the best minds of this movement can be put into one group And that group becomes a situation room. And we bring in, we allow the organization to bring us whatever issues they got. And they bring those issues in, and we resolve those issues behind closed doors so it never gets to the public ear. And we resolve those conflicts and give these organizations remedies to solve the conflict that may be going on inside the organization. And they can come to us anonymously because it ain't for us to put them out there. They can come to us anonymously, let us know what issues they're having, and we sit down and we analyze it, and we develop a resolution to whatever these issues are so that you begin to restore harmony and balance in these organizations. And we can begin to work on what we call in Ohio operational unity. That means we work on projects together, small and large, work on projects together. And while we're working on those projects together, we are building a relationship with each other. So then later on, we can move that operational unity into organizational unity. Then these organizations can become a coalition.
Yes, sir.
Who have the same agenda, who have the same objective, who have the same mission, who have the same purpose, and moving lockstep with each other. Whenever something jumps off, you can expect all of us to be there.
Because that's the main key to the sentence, that they can get there, they can resolve the issue, to bring a concept, a resolution, and still remain anonymous.
Right.
And no love lost. There's two things here.
That's right.
There's no permanent friends out there, no permanent enemies out there. But there's one permanent interest, in that black revolution. If you keep that as a common interest, we will always work it out. If your common interest is black revolution, black power.
I've been doing it for years, brother, man. You told me one time before, you said the way that we handle our issues, we can do it anonymously, and Landon's got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
People were calling in and writing, you know, they were writing in their little issues and stuff, and she would read them and would give them resolutions to their issues anonymously.
Yes, sir.
The same way we have this blog talk line. We can get to the point where we can establish a hotline where people have issues and stuff like that. They
love to ask Annie, but they don't want to ask Shaky Man Akbar because they're afraid they're going to get some real
truth.
And the answer's going to be work. It's going to be some work in there for them when they get the answer back.
That's right.
So they're going to duck me. They're going to duck the real work, but don't go duck behind a tree and throw a rock. But now the rock throwing is over. The fence setting. And the rock throwing days are done. Black power.
But I really enjoy being here with y'all tonight, you know, and I'm going to continue to keep an eye on these situations out here and bring y'all the information that's taking place, because we can't be in every place at all times. So whenever you notice that something is going on, bring that to the forefront so that we can give our people the correct narrative and the correct information so that they won't be misled.
Yes, sir.
Black power.
Sir,
good
night. Black power. But Steve, we want to invite you all tonight, especially you, Steve, because we have tonight a Sister Candace Brewers, her and her brother. The funeral we did this weekend. Uncle and brother been killed by the Holies in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Right,
it's breathtaking. And you can bring the case and get everyone live with the case in Ohio. 13-year-old man shot down, executed by a cracker. And homie, you gonna let him off the hook? Bullshit. We gonna check that in the midst of iniquity on that one. So
okay, send me the link.
Work with the family best we can, and we know we're gonna get good results. But we are sincere in our effort to do outreach.
Oh, yeah. Send me that information as soon as you possibly can, because we have people in South Carolina, and we have people in Atlanta, people in Mississippi, and we also have people in North Carolina that can mobilize quickly in reference to issues going on in the South, right? So just inbox me the information, text it to me, and let me know what's going on so we can sit down and have a principal discussion with them and the family and see what it is that they want done concretely.
Absolutely. We'll be doing that in the next few minutes. So thank you. We thank your whole crew and everybody with you, especially in Ohio and They know that Columbus is his capital, and you got all them goddamn townships, Youngstown, Dayton, Cleveland, and this goes on, Cincinnati, this one and that one, and all the way down. And you can get your man in Ohio if you're looking for it. See, that's why they scared the rednecks in Ohio. I don't know what it is. But a redneck from Ohio, and they get scared to check them for some reason. But we've been checking them in the midst of iniquities for years, and we ain't going to stop checking them until we block them down because we got divine help. And Dr. Khadi Abdul Muhammad says that we have the black youth on our side. But the black youth has God on their side at this hour for black power. All right, well, you finished, Brother Ty. I don't know if he's still in there. Ty and Black Lightning might be black or black. But if not, and if you want to close with prayer, brother, do you have a word of spiritual guidance or spiritual strength? In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and the sustainer of the world. We ask the peace and his blessing be upon his servant, his messenger, Muhammad, forever I need. That Allah will guide us among those whom you have guided the right, and that you will help us as you did help those who came in the progeny and in the legacy and in the spirit and the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the prayer of the peace and the blessing of Allah that will be upon him. I hope that you have success in all your endeavors. And I shall Almighty God to grant you the blessing of faith. Amen. Allah will.
I'm here. We're held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Cause she's got her
Mr. Jones. We've got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones.
Love your brother.